to politics now and has Taoiseach Micheál Martin cleared the way for a winter election. The headline in the Irish Times today says Taoiseach open to election before Christmas. That's based on an interview with Mr. Martin on their politics podcast. And the other big political story this morning is the looming row over replacing Brian Stanley as chairperson of the Public Accounts Committee. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is on the line. Paul, Brian Stanley, of course, quit Sinn Féin last weekend. It's been one of the big stories of the week. He's now an independent, if you look at the Oireachtas website, the independent chair of the Public Accounts Committee. Does he have to resign? Can he stay on as chair?
Well, the first thing is to say he's given a clear signal that he's not going to. He had a letter sent from his solicitor to state that Mr. Stanley would not be making any further comments, interviews, statements, anything, and he referred people to three statements that he'd made in the past week. So he's given a clear flag that he's not going to try and hold out on this one. So that sort of clears the decks. What we know today is that the Public Accounts Committee is going to commence hearings into the financial statements of Charities Regulator, and that the Vice Chair, the Social Democrats, Catherine Murphy, a very experienced politician, will oversee the meeting. But equally, we heard yesterday that Sinn Féin plans to ensure that its Galway West TD, Mairead Farrell, becomes the new PAC chair, as is the party's right under the D'Hondt system. The rub here is that both government parties and some of the other opposition parties say they believe they still have concerns over how Sinn Féin uses its internal disciplinary procedures. They don't believe that the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, cleared the decks when she made a statement to the Dáil on Tuesday. They want to hear more. And until that happens, they say they're going to try and block Mairead Farrell's nomination to become the new PAC chair. But equally, Sinn Féin is really digging in on this one. And our colleague Micheál Lehane was reporting yesterday that the party signalled it's going to nominate Mairead Farrell and nominate Mairead Farrell and keep nominating Mairead Farrell until she gets that job.
So how does this row play out then, Paul?
So there's going to be a, the way we expect it is that there's going to be what's a selection committee which deals with, you know, changes to committee membership and changes to chairs. That's going to have a meeting today. There's going to be a vote in the Dáil next week. And that's where the big sort of game will play out. It's always possible that some form of compromise can be negotiated over the weekend. I can't imagine Ms. Farrell wants to be in the middle of that. I'm not sure to what extent the will there be unity among government and opposition parties on this one. But if it goes to a vote and Mairead Farrell is not nominated, it seems that, or not successful, it seems that Sinn Féin is going to try and put it to another vote subsequent to that. So it's either going to be success from Mairead Farrell or a long-running battle.
Well, you say a long-running battle, but the question is how much longer this Public Accounts Committee and this Dáil will run. And Micheál Martin, hinting in a way, perhaps he hasn't before, that he is open to a winter election if certain legislation is passed.
You're absolutely right, Anya. This was something of a volte-face. It's only a few weeks ago that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was talking to business leaders in the aftermath of the budget. That wasn't too long ago, talking about how governments are there to rule and that there's been an awful lot of idle gossip in relation to the election gossip, which usually would be dismissed but was now front page news, and the government needed to focus on getting essential legislation through. But as you mentioned, he did do a podcast with the Irish Times and somewhat changed his tune, saying it's now reasonable to assume that there'll be an election before December or sort of before Christmas, as long as key legislation like Budget 2025 Finance Bill, which gives legal effect to it, goes through. So that is a change. It is a signal, and it's certainly fueling speculation inside in Leinster House that there is going to be a general election. And the date that people are focusing on now is November the 29th. The reason for that is that the Finance Bill is due to be discussed at the beginning of November. If that was taken from committee and brought into the Dáil and guillotined within 2 days, then a three-week campaign would nicely lead you up to November the 29th.
You heard it from him. Thank you, Paul.